This is KCNI Public Affairs, and I am Jeremy Scheib. Glad to be joined by Alan Bartles with Lower Loop NRD. Alan, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Summer camp. So many memories for many of the listeners out there, I'm sure, with various summer camps. I myself was a Boy Scout, ended up becoming an Eagle Scout, and those were my camp memories. Do you have any camp memories before we jump into the ACE camp that are that you can share on the radio, of course?
I do not, so I don't know if I just wasn't parented correctly or if I was a bad child. That's probably what it was. I did not have any summer camps, and actually I'm just joking about parenting. I had great parents. I do have great parents. Never went to summer camp, but I was outside all summer long, and some of the stuff I was doing as a kid were doing at ACE camp.
That's great. And I think the thing that should be mentioned about ACE camp before we get too deep into it is that this can build a love of the outdoors, or it can begin a love of the outdoors, right? This is something that's designed for kids that just want to explore a little bit more, whether they've already done plenty of it or if they want to do more of it.
Yeah. So we call it ACE camp for short. It's actually Adventure Camp About the Environment. And yes, that's a good point. So, you know, Nebraska kids, they get an understanding of natural resources in a variety of ways. And for a lot of them, it's working the family farm or ranch. That's how they learn about natural resources. For other kids, maybe it's hunting with grandpa or dad. But there is a segment of the population in Nebraska where kids don't get a lot of exposure to natural resources, which can seem odd considering the ruralness of our state. But at our ACE camp every year, you know, we do a lot of natural resources training, but then we do typical summer camp stuff, and for instance, fishing. And what I've been awestruck by is that there are a lot of kids in Nebraska who have never hooked a bluegill or a bullhead while fishing or waded in a stream. And so ACE camp, it's another avenue for Nebraska kids to develop an appreciation for natural resources, which is important because those kids are going to grow up to be the policymakers and politicians deciding things about how to protect those resources in the future.
Yes, that is a very important point. You know, if they go move on to be those ones making those decisions, it's important for them to have a memory to draw back on, to know why those streams and those forests and that land is important. So at its very core, that's a very big, important part.
Yeah, if you've got wonderful memories from childhood of wading in a river, you know, when you're older and it's time to make a decision on some policy change or government rule, you know, it's going to be easier to protect those things and think about the future of those resources.
And this is an opportunity for kids to meet new people as well. I know that this is a opportunity that's limited to a certain amount of people, and LLNRD kind of oversees this, but they can learn and meet people from lots of different locations and maybe make some new friends as well, right?
Right. We cap participation at 30 children each year. And these are kids that are just entering seventh or eighth grade for the next school year. But it's amazing because kids from Nebraska are allowed. It's not just Lower Loop NRD. And within minutes, you see the friendships form. And 4 days later, when camp ends, you see the tears and the hugs and the smiles as those friends depart. And we've talked to some of these kids that have come back for a second year, and they're still talking about those friends they met. They stay in touch. And whether they're from Imperial or Omaha or Norfolk or Ord or Broken Bow, with modern technology, the Facebook and other social media, they can keep in touch with those friends till the next time they can get together in person.
Okay, so this is June 21st to 24th at Camp Kaleo, and this is for students entering 7th or 8th grade for the next school year, right?
That's right.
Okay. And if people are interested, just get in touch with the NRD?
Yep. Go to our website, llnrd.org. There's information there about ACE Camp. And if they care to register a child for the camp, it's going to redirect them to Camp Kaleo's website for registration.
All right. Anything with ACE Camp we didn't touch on, Alan?
I will just say that we're going to teach those kids about water quality, soils, forestry, and wildlife. And they're going to learn. They're going to be having so much fun, they're not even going to realize they're learning. And then typical fun summer camp stuff like the fishing we talked about, archery, hiking, and campfire fun. And we've got a lot of partners. The NRD hosts this with Upper Loop NRD and a bunch of other NRDs, but also NRCS, University of Nebraska Lincoln. And this year, for the first time, we're going to have a presenter from National Park Service. So, and the camp always ends with the famous water rockets activity, lunch, and then a slideshow.
All right. Sounds like a wonderful opportunity for our young people.
It is, and I would say contact your local NRD if you're interested, because a lot of NRDs offer scholarships for ACE Camp.
Great, great. Also good to know. All right. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
All right. That's a little bit of information about Adventure Camp, about the environment, ACE Camp from the Lower Loop NRD. Thanks for joining us this morning on KCNI Public Affairs.